And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago, chanting Free Palestine and Free Now. Holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. As trucks carrying aid crossed into Gaza on Saturday, some Gazans said it was far from what was needed to help over 2 million people currently under siege in the Strip. Emma Gell reports from Reuters.
For many who have been displaced in the growing conflicts, 20 trucks are simply not enough for the enclave's 2.3 million people. Where is your humanity? We need to know what is being done, says this man, who is calling on Arab countries to send help. Before the outbreak of war, an average of about 450 aid trucks were arriving daily in Gaza. The United Nations says more than 1 million have been made homeless. There are no safe bomb shelters in Gaza, where over 50% of Palestinians live in poverty. In Egypt, Arab leaders condemned the siege of Gaza at a summit convened hastily to find a peace settlement. But the absence of Israel and senior U.S. officials at the meeting undermined any prospect for halting the escalating war.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he was, quote, talking to the Israelis when asked whether he is encouraging them to delay an invasion of Gaza. Biden made the comments after attending church services in Rehoboth Beach while visiting his home state of Delaware. Israel has amassed tanks and troops near the fenced border around the narrow coastal enclave for a planned ground invasion with the objective of annihilating Hamas after several inconclusive wars dating to its seizure of power there in 2007. For additional stories,